This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, I'm there with Steve Smith Senior. And Judy.
And Judy
Gold.
Oh, okay.
Steve Smith Jr.
No.
And we're going through the obstacle course because it's Double Dare and it's gross. And we're crawling through like a fucking calzone or something.
Yeah,
shit.
Calzone full of snot.
Full of snot boogers. And we're looking for this flag. And I realize that I'm the only one looking.
Yeah.
And that Steve and Judy have sort of buried themselves in the snot and are
we're looking over.
Yeah, and they're like, God, we're really looking. And I go, seems
it's
like
not going to be in there.
Yeah, seems like the only thing you're looking for is a little release. And so, and in fact, I'm just about to scream at them and storm off the set. Mm-hmm. Which is
so
something
you were gonna
I
scream,
never do.
That was what you were going to scream. Seems like the only thing you guys are looking for is a little release. You were going to scream that angrily at them.
That to me seemed like a pretty pithy, tight way to get my point across without being filthy. It is, of course, for Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. And so I'm gearing up to scream it, and I'm taking a deep breath in. But to your point of the flag's not going to be in there.
Yeah, where Steve Smith Sr. is looking,
yeah,
the flag's not in there.
Yeah, well, I got, you know, sour news for the both of us.
What?
The flag was in there.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names of the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up? And here we are, and we've got a guest, and you're in for an episode.
Some of the guests that we have, people say, I love it. I want to do another one.
Uh-huh. And they say, I wish always this was a guest, and I wish this guest was a host,
this
and one of the hosts wasn't the host.
This should be the third host.
This should be the host, and then the host should just either be a guest or not be around at all. And we hear that a lot, and sometimes one of the people we hear it about is one of the guests we have today.
Julie.
Hi, guys. Hi, pals. Hello, fellows.
Julie, are you here to have fun or what?
I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, please, nobody stop her. Engineer Cody, don't try to stop her.
And let's just start with the Julie report, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Let's dive in.
Dateline Tuesday.
Yeah.
Julie is in the news.
Breaking.
Let's go to Julie. Julie.
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm here in the field, and thank you for going to me.
Back to you, Julie. Back to you, Julie.
Back to you, Sean.
Back to you, Julie.
Back to you, Sean.
And that's the Julie report. And here's round two of the Julie report.
Hi, guys. Thanks again for coming to me live. I am coming back to you. Bye.
And bye. Wow. And that's all the time we have. And so now the Julie report's over, and we're going to just check in with Julie. Julie, how was your week?
Oh!
Right?
We have not been invited ever to do that.
Oh, well, I did invite you when I was still doing it.
Is that really something that happened?
No.
Sure.
No, because in my head I was like, oh, I would have jumped at the opportunity.
Would you?
Do that.
Really?
Oh, yes, of course.
At the time.
At the time.
It was a different time of all of our careers, I think.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what's going on with you, Julie? Is there any news?
Well, the Tonys are coming up, and I'm preparing for those.
Yeah.
Broadway's beloved Betty, of course, is going to be involved.
Betty Buckley?
Well, I was referring to you, just like, Betty is just like a dame.
Oh, like know? a backstage Johnny.
Yeah, so of course Broadway's beloved Betty is going to be involved in the Tonys in some way. Triple, certainly is going to be yes excited for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. And Broadway's best apple brown Betty is baked by me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank
you. You make the best one.
Thank you.
Move over, Megan Mullally.
Megan Mullally, like Shillelagh? Is that how her last name is pronounced?
As far as I know.
Yeah,
she should be in more things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, go ahead, put her in them.
I'm trying.
I mean, that's kind of that's what we're talking to
you
about.
Yeah, it really is
at this point. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true? Yeah.
You are now saying, when you're saying that, where you're saying she should be in more things, you're really saying I should do this. Like, I'm in charge.
Like, and you note to self.
Yes, I'm honestly in charge now.
Yeah. And we don't always notice that's you saying that. When we make a transition like this, but you've gone from somebody who goes like, why aren't they in more things? To somebody who go like, hey, go be in the thing.
Yeah.
But when you say transition,
it's a grade between kindergarten and first grade for kids who were either born very late in the year or who were not, but are not
developed?
Doing great. Yes.
Messing up a lot.
Screw ups.
Yes. And,
and cleaning. Hygiene sometimes.
Sometimes it's hygiene is part of it, and it's the just reading, writing stuff. They're faking it till they make it a little bit.
Curious group. About girls.
And yes, and I sometimes go to that. Great. So, is anything happening with you?
You've asked me that in a few different ways.
I feel that way.
I wish there was more going on with me in general, besides preparing for the Tonys.
But you're in LA.
From this crazy election.
You're in LA. How are you finding
about the election?
Oh God! Please don't get me started on this election and how crazy it was.
A couple things. Can I just get this out of the way? Because I feel like it'd be like ridiculous.
Let's get it out of the way.
It's like these shows, you know, like political shows. It's like, how are you going to improve on the craziness that's already happening?
Oh yeah. Some people say it's good for comedy. I actually feel the opposite.
I do too. And like something like Veep. Like if I could ask the creators of Veep one question, it'd be like, how are you dealing with this election because it's so crazy.
Makes it harder to do. Makes it harder.
Like where if I were if I were interviewing, you know, Dave Mandel.
He doesn't do interviews, but go ahead.
I'd be like, how do you deal with the fake politics when the real politics seems fake?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could say
you can't one up that show without breaking the reality because it is a show.
I wish
the
real world.
Oh, you mean the politics show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would say this. It's Homeland. The Washington is now Homeland.
Oh yeah. No, I wish someone would say that too. I mean, I actually wish you would say it, Hayes.
Yeah.
That is not really my place. I'm looking for someone else to come before me.
Is it not your place or is it not your brand?
It is
interesting.
Speaking of transitions.
Interesting.
This one was like, "Oh, I don't want to do anything political."
Yeah.
You know, like I'm just like people are like, "What do you think?" He's like, it's like I'm neutral.
Well, we asked you for about an hour and a half before we started recording, like, "Please don't bring up anything political. We don't want to touch on it at all."
Right.
And what's amazing to me is how many other things have been like the election.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the election was bad.
Right.
I'm watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
and it was exactly like the election.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so?
The boy won.
The boy won, and also there was a Bernie bro.
Yes, one of them was Bernie.
There was a
Bernie guy, in trouble.
One of the guys was in green, like the Green Party. Like one of the teams was green.
Right.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kasich was on one of the teams. He was, I think, was like a linebacker coach or something. So, speaking of things that are like the election,
the Tonys is like is that what you were going to say?
It is an election.
Yeah.
It is an election. You know what it also is like kind of a popularity contest?
Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh.
High school.
She went there. Whoever, high school.
Yes. And it's
mean
like
girls.
The jocks, the dweebs, the stoners.
Who's
going to
be the
mean
prom
girls.
Queen?
Prom queen, mm-hmm. football man,
mm-hmm.
principal, the vice principal, you know,
I
who's
actually,
more the, popular.
And I actually think that the guys that they should really want to be giving mm-hmm. the Tony Awards to
mm-hmm.
are the kids that are like kind of quiet, you know, that are just like holding back a little
That's
bit.
So interesting.
Because those are ones that grow up to be the most interesting.
There's actually
also,
something
like,
going on there.
We're all freaks.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes.
So one of the great things about the Tony Awards, and I think like, you know, some of the monologues and the songs like very subtly alluded to the idea that like, you know, we were kids too. And we were
yeah.
like freaky deaky.
I'd
and
love
we didn't
to see somebody admit that. I'd love to see
oh,
somebody
to admit
that.
It. And like, if you read between the lines, you can see like in like, I don't know, like James Corden, like Lin-Manuel wrote the thing for Neil Patrick Harris. And it was like,
oh yeah, those guys.
Very James subtle
yeah,
clues
yeah,
to like,
sort of
I was a little
types.
Kid once. And guess what? I was a dork.
Mm-hmm.
And you are
well,
a dork.
Well, Corden wasn't.
He wasn't?
Well, are you saying that he might have been?
No, I'm saying that I feel like if you read between the lines, he was almost like saying like, hey, guys, watching, you're fucking losers. But guess what? So am
you
I.
You could be me
you
because
could be hosting
right.
this one day.
You could be me.
Yeah.
You're and, older wow. than me
and
now.
And also that
you could be the friggin' hand in the Emoji Movie.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the hand in the Emoji Movie.
Who is the hand, by the
James
way?
Corden.
James Corden.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
What is the hand doing? Is it doing this?
It's got a Band-Aid.
What happened to his finger?
I don't know. I can't find that emoji
was
on
it
my board.
Is that like a salamity slicer?
Yes.
I keep looking for updates because I think that maybe there's a salamity slicer emoji that I haven't been able to get a hold of.
I could use that so often to respond to people.
Yeah, that would come up for me a lot, where somebody's like, you up, and then I send back a salamity slicer.
What are some of the big ones?
What are the big Tonys?
The big musicals?
What are the big Tonys?
The big musicals?
Because we're
yeah.
hoping
the big,
to
the
do
Tonys.
A Tony.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're planning to try to do
sneak
a Tony.
One in.
Sneak one in last minute.
Oh, I see. To sneak in something that could be nominated and awarded.
You know how
something
sometimes...
Because they'll have seen these ones before. They'll see ours last because
oh,
we're going to do
it
right
fresher.
Now.
Primacy
it's fresher.
And recency.
Yes. And
yeah.
so and it'll be the only one they'll remember.
It's a
remember
great
last
idea.
Year when the founder came out for like 3 days
you mean
in
Hamilton?
2016?
Hamilton was the founder of the Treasury, I believe.
Oh,
is that what you're referring to?
No. I'm taking this and
oh,
doing a movies analogy.
Oh, Mr. Hamburgers?
Yes. When Mr. Hamburgers, originally called Mr. Hamburgers, of course, better title. And it came out for a few days and then disappeared for like 6 months because they went like, we got to get this out in time for award season,
yeah.
right? And then I believe it won a bunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
very
for
dramatic.
Us, like,
Mr. Hamburgers, you can't. This is my.
Mr. Hamburgers, these are my hamburgers.
Mr. Hamburgers, the mustard in all
Mr.
over.
Mr. Hamburgers, this is simply not how we do things.
Mr. Hamburgers, you're acting too crazy. You're going to break all the grill.
Mr. Hamburgers, come home and fuck me.
Oh, yeah. And he
Mrs.
said,
Hamburgers.
No.
And he said,
yes.
no.
And he was like.
He said, you got to ask.
Never.
But ask me to put a pickle on it. You know what I mean?
Like, that's how he wants to say mm-hmm. it, be told to fuck. And so that is real. But for us, what's our Mr. Hamburgers for the Tonys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So well, what are those big ones?
The big ones this year are Dear Evan Hansen from the guys that brought you Forgetting Sarah
okay.
Marshall's.
Bob.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Bob.
Oh. yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then
he's the lead singer of the Lemonheads?
The Lemonade Heads.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. great.
Yep. And then there's one, that's all.
That's,
okay,
the,
that's
big
the big
one.
One.
That's the big one.
Okay.
So who
what
do we say dear to? Like, who do we write a letter to if our
mm-hmm.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
And do we want to do Dear Mr. Hamburgers to try
dear
to
Richard-
sort of...
Richard Nixon?
Richard Branson, I was going to say, because it rhymes.
Oh, okay.
But it also depends what is going on with
in that
Evan
play?
Hansen.
Oh.
His arm is broken, I remember, from the sign.
He has a cast.
From the sign.
He has a cast. And the show
was
has a cast,
was that the salamity
too.
Slicer?
It was unclear.
Okay.
I did see it. just so you guys know.
Oh, and they don't really explain what happened.
No, they do. They do, but I wasn't. It was confusing to me.
Yeah.
I'm a woman, and I get distracted sometimes by, like, sexy guys.
Yes.
Or, like, clothes on sale.
Right.
Or the smell of my own hair.
Well, there's some beef studs in the audience out there showing what they got.
The audience and in the pit.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys ever like look down pit where the orchestra plays and you're just like
that trombone's going wah, 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 making you think of stuff, huh?
Yeah. And I'm just like, what? This is a pit of meatballs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You want to
boiling.
I do. Yeah.
Boiling really meatball
do.
Pit.
I do.
Yeah.
I get horny.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to, yep.
And,
you're
I'm like, wanna... and then I'm like, how is his leg broken? And they're like, it's his arm.
Oh, wow. So then you're in a fight.
Didn't basically. You go, didn't you see a show and John Kerry was there once?
Yeah, I was at Hamilton and he
how
sat
did
next
you
to me.
Survive
be,
that
like,
level
like drowning,
of horniness.
Drowning in my own yeah. filth?
And he's married to Mrs. Hamburgers.
Well, Mrs. Hamburgers.
Like, she's, think about that.
Well, to be yes. to be fair, she's like Teresa she's Hamburger. Like Queen Hamburger.
Yeah, and now she's Mother Hamburgers.
Dame it's like Dame Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Yeah. Mm, okay. So that's interesting.
Dear Evan Hamburgers?
And she, oh. He's married to Mrs. Hamburgers. Meanwhile, you can't take your eyes off his buns. And that's really what happened at that show.
It's true. It's true. And that's why, you know, there's not, you know what the problem is this year with the Tonys is there's no Hamilton. You're like, right. What's the Hamilton?
Where's our Hamilton?
Where's mm-hmm. our Hamilton?
Take me back to
what's
a simpler
my
time.
My Hamilton is what I ask myself every morning when I try to make something, you know?
Mm. What's my Hamilton? For me, I guess I'm asking myself this in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do we spam something? Sorry.
No,
because I know
ahead.
They, because Hamilton.
You know, there is a Spamilton.
That's, well.
Spamilton.
That's great.
It's
because that's, yeah. is that sort of this year's Hamilton is Spamilton.
Spamilton.
And now is it our turn to spam a
to
show?
Spam Spamilton?
So
we could spam Spamilton.
Oh, just be like Spam Evan Hansen?
Or we could do Dear Evan Spamson.
So Spam yeah. will spam. Oh, okay. Yeah, Dear Evan Spamson.
That's fun. That's fun.
Okay, so
and
we
we'll
Dear
get
Evan
the Python
Spamson.
Fans. We'll get the Python fans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those guys are so fucking hot. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, oh that's God. Some great.
Who's the
premium.
Beefiest oh, Python?
Definitely Terry Jones. All beef.
Yeah, he looks like he'd really know what he's doing down there.
Yeah. yeah.
I gotta say, Eric Idle is essentially a teen idol.
And he yeah. does not have idle hands right. around one's clit.
Uh-huh.
No, they're no. extremely
they're
active.
They're very busy. Yeah. They're very busy. It's like a...
I wouldn't mind getting a John Squeese from old John Cleese.
I'll tell you, there's a certain chap that man that I would...
Uh-huh.
Is making mm-hmm. my...
You're,
yeah, I'd let him...
You'd like a telegram?
Making my downstairs a bit trapped.
Yeah.
You'd like a,
he's turning my graham cracker into some s'mores.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's the truth.
Who's left? Michael Palin.
Yeah.
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 And then Terry Gilliam.
Yeah.
Who I and find grotesque. I find grotesque. I really do.
Oh, really? I
just how I just, steaming high he is.
Yeah, that it's almost obscene.
It's like actually subtle, vulgar.
Also, like, the yeah. subtlety of his funny cartoons. They're, like, so funny. Like, they all have a point of view. And,
yes.
You know, like, even without the sound effects, they'd be funny.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's, honestly, that is what the Queen, like, the Queen does do that.
Queen Hamburgers?
The Queen will walk, like, jump into the screen. Her bloomers fall down. She goes, it's true. Her bloomers yeah. fall down. She goes,
no, Hayes is
she does.
The it, queen
it,
do it.
It does happen like
she
that.
She farts and then her like,
she goes, woo!
And,
yeah.
And she flies off the force of right. the fart.
Yep.
She's like flying yeah. off screen.
Blast a dragon flying.
And then her yes. like public domain like, like woodcut tits
yes.
come out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do those voices again?
I say. That's the guy. That's the guard outside.
Mm-hmm.
I say.
So this
and then she lands. She lands on his hat, and it's like all going up inside her. And she's like, oh, my hat.
This happens in England.
This is real. Like
have
you know, like people are afraid to say this. Yes, every day they do this like little ceremony where they
you
do
know,
that outside.
You know why I wish I was smarter? Because people like you are like I watch BBC.
It's a burden.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you watch?
CISO.
And now BBC, for something completely different.
Yeah. But really, it's honestly not fun. It's like knowing all this stuff. It is like.
Oh, you mean being as it's, educated?
It's paralyzing. Yeah. It's terrifying.
It's a responsibility more it's than super it is fun. Scary. I got into it at first. Being smart, I did it at first for it to be fun, and it actually sucks.
Yeah, I tried it, and it just wasn't for me.
What, BBC?
Being smart. And I was doing it. It was obviously after transition, but it was before now. And I remember thinking
kindergarten flushing crayons, touching girls.
What was the thing? Do you want to say what the thing specifically was for you in your case?
In terms of transition, why I had to go?
Yeah.
Well, definitely tasting my own duty. I was seeing what it was like. I was not
born scientist
aware of letters and shapes. I was not. Yes, I do. That's right. Born science. Yes. Thank you. Are we sure this isn't a good idea?
And this was like you know, they executed Galileo. That's all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like Room. Like you born in Room.
Oh.
Like you Tremblay.
Ah, Tremblay.
Tremblay in your boots. You born in Room? Sean, look at me. Were you born in Room?
Well, someone who was born in Room would have no idea how to answer that question.
We've done a bunch of sort of
we did room. We did room a whole parties. Room thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We did a whole room thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's like a
I'm
whole
sorry.
Room
what
episode.
Was the last thing we did was the vampire novel? There was no concern about a double on that on that front. There was no R with parentheses in the TV guide indicating a rerun.
We should do a catfish thing, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's do catfish.
I listen to your show every
I call
week.
Neve.
You call Neve?
I gotta be Neve. I gotta be Neve.
Are you Neve and Hayes' Max?
Oh, wow.
Dear
Evan
Neve.
Handsome.
Dear Neve Spamson.
Dear Neve and Spamson.
I don't think a catfish musical is a bad idea.
Oh, no. I don't either. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just think it's
will
an idea.
Get the job done, maybe.
Yeah. The job of getting the Tony.
The Tony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a McDonald's hamburger. Gets the job done. Nobody's saying it's a friggin' five-star meal.
It's not disgusting.
But let's...
No one's saying that it's not disgusting.
Yeah, nobody's saying you should eat it.
Right.
But I'm just saying it gets the job done.
Uh-huh. I think it's so cool that the alt-right is using Mac the Knife as an icon, that moon man, don't you?
Mac the Knife, the moon man from...
The McDonald's commercials.
Oh, yes.
So cool that the Aryan
sunglasses
nation
moon.
Is using
Shock
that as
bites.
A...
Remember?
Keep going.
Nose, pearly whites. Oh, Mac Keith knows. Mac the Knife. Ha!
Do you guys know Kevin Spacey's hosting the Tonys?
Ah, oh. The spaceman. Normally, he's relegated to the VMAs. I can't believe they got the spaceman.
That's huge. That's like the Verizon Sprint thing.
What's that? That he switched?
Mm-hmm. Now the freaking spaceman is hosting the Tonys.
Mm-hmm. That's wild, man.
Oh, because is that what this trophy is? The spaceman from the VMAs? Mm-hmm. It's based on him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it him? In what character?
Oh, which Spacey
Kaiser,
character?
David Gale.
Kaiser Sosa. Who?
David Gale.
David Gale. Life of David Gale. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Gales.
Mm-hmm.
They did it at the end of it.
Who did?
Him and
David
Laura Linney.
Laura Linney, yeah.
Oh, really?
And she's kind of scared.
She's slamming him through
what
the bars.
What's she scared of?
He has cancer.
You don't get cancer from fucking.
That's what the movie is about.
It is?
Yes.
She gets cancer from fucking?
No, she doesn't.
No,
because
she doesn't.
She's the first fuck cancer victim?
She doesn't. Well, because they're
the fear
between.
Of what?
They're doing it through the jail bars.
They are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what does she mean? Does
he puts it in
does
between.
She stand like.
She's on a sideways, like, rolling table.
Yeah.
She's on, like, a gurney, essentially.
And she's built for it. She was kind of cast for this, like, certain physical attributes.
She's
that
on
allow
a
her
gurney, and she's sliding up. And against the bars, and then he's letting her have it.
There's also plays.
Okay.
Okay.
The what Little were Foxes, we because Laura Linney made me think of it. Mm-hmm. Laura Linney and...
What's The Little Foxes?
Cynthia Nixon switch roles.
Oh. Oh, True West. Mm-hmm. What's The Little Foxes?
I don't know. Okay, there's okay. The Dollhouse Part 2.
Okay.
Okay.
With Dushku.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Dushku's back, and this time she knows who she is. Well, that could be
those
cool.
Those are all the plays I know right now. Oslo. There's something called Oslo.
Ah, yes. Lilyhammer. Lil Stevie.
Do we... Okay, so what we have Catfish the musical.
Take one of the maybe Evan the fourth Spamson. Lead from The Sopranos and make him a lead.
Wait, the which one?
Take your pick. Michael but we Perioli. Saw what happened with Lilyhammer.
Yeah,
Michael Perioli, maybe a little it too launched much Netflix. Range.
Ada Turturro.
That now that could be interesting because with Michael Perioli, I'm a little unpredictable, a little too much range. With Steve, I know what I'm getting. It's this face, and people at home can't see this, but I'll make the noise.
Ugh.
Go ahead and make him the main guy. Can we do that? Can we get Pauly Walnuts to be the main guy?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we have. We have a lot of Dear Evan Hansen stuff.
Right.
We have Cody, who is sort of something of a human broken arm. We're ready to jump in. I can sort of feel him being like...
That's also a show about suicide, just so you guys know. About teen suicide and things that affect teens, and there's an element of social media about that. Those are all very rich areas.
13 Reasons Why.
Yeah. 13 Reasons Why this is going to win the Tony.
Mm-hmm.
They're all suicide.
Mm. He's riding his bike so fast in the 13 Reasons Why.
Is that how he killed himself?
Well, no. She killed herself, and she gave him a bunch of cassette tapes.
Okay.
And she went like, I want it to be hard for you to listen to these.
Uh-huh.
It's like...
It's retro.
Okay.
It's cool.
Yeah, so then he, like, uses a boombox, but then maybe breaks it, and then he's riding his bike so fast.
Where did he ride his bike to? Because
it's apparently, like, a ticking clock on him, like, getting his friend's boombox, and he has to steal it.
Can't get pregnant or something?
I don't know.
Sounds good.
It's funny. What are you going to do, Cody?
We could do something about Cody in high school.
Okay.
Girl boss?
Yeah, we could do girl boss.
Dollar bills, y'all.
That's a good opening number. That's fun.
What if dollar bills, y'all, was the opening number?
Of
this musical.
Girl boss the musical?
Girl boss the musical.
Okay, we could do girl boss the musical. That could be good. Okay. With teen suicide.
So it's teen suicide. It's Richard Branson. I know you wanted to have involved.
That was important to me.
We're spamming it.
Even if it isn't just a rhyme, you like his life.
That is sort of a foundational idea for me being involved in this project.
You like him because you're a blonde boy.
It's conditional. It's conditional.
Yes, I'm hoping that I can age as well as Richard Branson.
He's the best case scenario of a blonde boy that a blonde boy becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha! That's what he's always kind of saying when I... So yeah, this, a picture of him,
mm-hmm.
You know, like his smile sort of says to me like, ha ha.
Yes.
Could that be one of the voices in the funny Monty Python cartoon?
Yes, we do need one of those. For the screen falls down in the middle of the musical and we do, instead of an intermission, a very long.
So we've got the full Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We're spamming it. We got Branson. We got Engineer Cody. It's Girl Boss. Dollar bills, y'all.
Suicide.
Suicide's in there. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Social
media?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to. I don't feel like it's a choice. And then I also feel like we should deal with this election.
Well, I mean, and I wouldn't mind accidentally becoming an activist like somebody I know.
Who's that?
Aziz. He messed around, just really was trying to do something else and accidentally became an activist. Just through telling his story. So perhaps we want to do that too.
We could stumble into that as well.
I wouldn't mind... falling into that.
Oh.
Okay, now Kevin is
as long
saying,
as you don't plan
Kevin that. Sort of feels this heating up and is like, now I can like attach myself to this as well.
Yep.
So have a seat.
Okay, Kevin, so what do you want to be in the musical? You want a Tony, right? What are you going to be? He kind of looks like a teenage suicide case.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm just putting my jacket on in case you take my picture so I don't have to look at my arms on the internet.
Okay. Can I be a lion tamer?
Well, and And I think this guy just stuck the landing because that is an element that was missing is why doesn't it feel like going to the circus anymore when you go to these?
Yeah, I think pay all this so money. Horrible that the circus
step right
like,
up,
doesn't...
ladies and gentlemen, like a narrator like that.
Yeah, and it's nice to see, you know, even if it's just like a reenactment of people abusing animals because they don't do that as much anymore.
Yeah,
and
he could be taming the lions from Lion King, which is actually musical.
The girl boss is a friggin' ringmaster.
Oh, true. Wow.
Because
she's a natural.
She likes jewelry.
Yeah.
And she's like, can I have that ring for like $6? And the guy's like, okay. And then she buys it and she's like, fuck you, it's worth $6 million.
Yeah. And the guy's like, look, I'm just a guy who runs a vintage shop in a big city.
And
I don't know
like,
what anything's
I'm
worth.
I'm just a girl standing in front. And she does that quote from Notting Hill, thing. You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, smash cut into the musical version of what credits are, which is an overture.
I can't believe how stupid all these vintage shop owners are. None of them know jack shit about what anything's
it's
worth.
It's important to humiliate them, I think. Because you could just get a good deal and then tell your friends later and just be like, oh my God, when you get compliments, because women love doing this.
You gotta rub their nose in it.
You gotta be like, oh my God, where'd you get that jacket? And it's a designer, you know, it's Versace.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my God, get this. I got a good deal on it. And every girl loves that story.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no fun. You have to tell it to the person that so they feel like, you know, whatever. I don't want to say impotent, but you know what I mean, like impotent.
Yeah, like they can't shoot.
Yeah, can't blast off. So,
okay, girl boss is a ringmaster. Kevin is the lion tamer.
Kevin's the lion tamer. Girl boss is the ringmaster.
Cody is a trapeze artist who is so bad at doing the trapeze that people thought he was trying to commit suicide.
Oh, that's interesting. They thought he kept trying to jump off.
He was really just trying to do a good job of the trapeze, but everyone assumed that he was
trying to hang. He was trying to hang himself with the. He couldn't make a noose.
Hayes is Richard Branson.
I'm Richard Branson, the owner of the circus.
I'm Michael Palin. And Julie, you want to be Julie Taymor?
Yes, absolutely. More than anything. The original girl boss.
Yeah. Well, now we got too many girl bosses maybe in the show.
Yeah, ruins the broth. Ruins the girl broth.
Yeah, too many girl boss spoils the... Well...
Okay, so we do need an introduction, like a...
You mean an opening song?
Opening song. I think the narrator should come out who's like...
an old man?
Yeah, an old
who's
man.
Transitioning?
Looks like an old clown. The guy who's like... Or like, who's the step right up guy? I guess that is kind of the ringmaster.
The step right up guy?
Yeah.
Psy?
Depends.
Yeah, it could be Psy.
So Psy's in there. He's going, step right up. And then what does he say?
I think he's like, you look like someone who enjoys a good show. Why not take a...
Opa Gangnam Style?
Why not take a peek behind this curtain?
Should everyone be out in the audience, though?
Oh, yes. I thought that was understood.
Fucking with the audience.
Yeah.
And being like, hey, that's my seat.
Like pressing your like hard dick against like a woman's, the back of her head.
Kevin can do this. And so Kevin's going, hey, that's my seat. And then he sort of just starts humping their head.
Right. And this woman's just like, I just got tickets for this thing. I needed something to do to get out of my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden there's this like, you know, hard dick.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. And he's going, tame this lion.
Right, and she's feeling uncomfortable, but she's
like, you're the lion
she's
tamer.
Feeling something.
Yeah, he goes, she's like, you're the lion tamer.
He's but like, today's my day off.
He goes, check it out, I got a lion in my pocket, I'm lying. Which Eminem used to say. Do you want to know what else Eminem said?
Oh, you know what would be a good character, speaking of Eminem? Stan.
Oh, I'll be Stan.
You be Stan.
That's good.
That's good.
Wouldn't that be fun? Was Stan into suicide? I forget what Stan's deal was.
I can play Stan.
Deal?
Yeah, Stan was the original.
Ultimately. He was like
Dear
Stan
Evan Hansen.
The fan or something. Like he was like
your
a fan or whatever. Thank
yeah,
you. Thank
he
you.
Waited
thank
in the you. Blistering cold for you mm-hmm. 4 hours and you just said no.
Stan was like a couple screws loose in Stan's noggin, you know?
I think,
if I recall. I liked it when Elton John and he, you know, crossed their differences. You know, Elton John.
Elton John basically just saying like, this is okay.
What this guy says.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't I?
And Eminem going, me too.
Mm-hmm. And Stan going, me three. And then Dido saying, me four.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be Dido?
All right. You'll be Dido. Kevin, you'll be the lion tamer who's rubbing your Johnson against the back of somebody's head, saying, I got a lion in my pocket. I'm lying. I got a nine in my pocket. Baby, I'm just dying to cock it. And then
I'll be girl boss.
You'll then. Be girl boss. Hashtag girl boss.
I'll be a trapeze guy.
Cody, you're the trapeze guy.
Suicidal trapezer.
But I also like can I shop at the store and buy the you, get the good deal.
You
but
be
you
the
better humiliate
shopper?
The vintage shop owner.
Yeah.
But I gotta humiliate. Can I do it to girl boss?
Does that work? Kind of girl boss.
The thing is that she's the
you
boss.
Can try. You can try.
Okay. That's actually interesting. I would love to see the trapeze guy try to one up the girl boss, and then he freaking loses money.
He loses money because
she makes so much.
She runs a vintage store?
No. No.
Why are you laughing at me like so?
Because think about it.
We have
it's
to
actually
do some
kind
songs.
Of sweet the way he laughed at me, like almost affectionate.
I
like,
know.
He's, Daddy?
He can actually be very
it's
sweet.
Kind of sweet. Now he's going,
Yeah, he's trying not to be sweet, but he actually could be very sweet.
Yeah.
Should we do some songs?
Here's. So this one.
Thank you, Cody.
Kevin, say your line.
Step right up. It's the lion tamer.
Please don't call my mama. I'm not gonna be home. I left my phone on the toilet. And if your name's Stan, you're screwed.
It's just a wonderful day in Circus Town.
Circus Town.
Mr. Hamburger's at your service, if you please.
Please don't call the something's on, and I like to keep it on. Sometimes I waste electricity, but I like to keep it on.
That's a good mystery, what the thing is that she's keeping on.
Yeah.
It's a hot plate.
Okay, she likes to keep it on.
And Stan will probably drop a verse in there somewhere. So,
Mr. Spamburgers.
We've introduced.
We could have spammed Mr. Hamburgers.
Spam Mr. Hamburger.
It's a long
way back to go. I know this is
going to
sound a little reactionary, but I almost feel like that's a little disrespectful.
To Mr. Hamburger.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what, you think of what he did for our country.
But is that sort of what the spam movement is all about, is showing that there are no sacred cows?
But I feel like there is one sacred cow, and it's a hamburger cow, and he made hamburgers out of it.
Right.
The thing about McDonald's is it's America, the end. That was what I got from that movie.
That it is, at the end of the day, it is America.
Yeah.
And that was Terry Gilliam's cartoon cow.
Yes,
say that again.
Right.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
And again. He's headbutting the queen. And honestly, that does happen.
That's happened before.
Talk to me about her.
Like, she bends up, like, when her bloomers fall down, she bends over to pick them up, and it looks like she's got these big red bloomers.
Right.
And the cow sees him and is like, blah, blah, and goes, blah, and she's, oh, blah. She flies off. And when it hits her butt, it goes, and away she goes.
Are we doing ourselves a disservice by not casting those Terry Gilliam cartoon characters? Are we just taking them for granted that they're just going to be there? Or should we really put thought into casting them with, like, real
like
actors?
A mustache guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mustache guy.
A lumberjack.
Mm-hmm.
Who else are some of the
a foot.
Guys? Oh, like a can-can, some can-can girls.
Yeah.
The queen falls down. They kick her, like, like away into the sky.
That could be Hive.
Yes, Hive could do the can-can
Hive
stuff.
Would be really good at that.
Could
thanks,
be good.
Sean. That's my impression of Sean.
Yeah, Hive would be great for that. The one.
Which one?
The
which
bass one's player your favorite? Make the faces.
Oh, yeah, she's cute. She your favorite?
She made all the faces. Crazy bass face.
You like bass face, though.
She's making a face.
Slopping
like,
the bass.
Like, I'm really slopping the bass.
She was a groundling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell because she commits to her face makes.
Yeah. Sherry O'Terry actually
she
stole
and Jim
her
Jim Rash
characters.
Used to run around.
Oh, yeah. Before he started owning that vintage shop, it got owned by the girl boss.
Yeah. He was funny when he stuck his fucking leg out like Angelina Jolie. Fucking made that cunt look like an idiot.
Right. And I know what you're talking about, but what
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag Oscars. So white.
Is girl boss hashtag girl boss or is it just girl boss?
It is becoming hashtag girl
boss. It's becoming hashtag, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's starting to get there. I think we need a song that maybe brings it down a little bit. Yes. It's all well and good to have fun. That's why we go to the theater. But when we are dealing with teenage suicide and a failed trapeze artist and, go ahead.
The Better Call Saul theme song.
Wow.
And that's it.
This is
that's
it. It. Yeah.
That's
found
it.
I found it.
Good job, Cody.
It's me, David Gale. Hop on that gurney and get somebody to roll you now. Up against the bars.
Please don't call a number on my business card today. I got a hot plate and it's on. I'm making some soup.
Hamburgers for sale. I'll take one over here. Gonna need my strength to have sex through this jail cell bar with this woman on a gurney named Laura Lee. Extra hamburger sauce.
Guys, I'm crying.
I know. We brought it down too far.
It might be too. It might be too extreme.
I feel like it's too soon in Act One.
And the trapeze artist hasn't shown up.
No.
And the girl boss wasn't there. And the lion tamer literally left the room. So we were a little bit stuck in that way.
The queen wasn't much of a part of it.
All I had to go off was that song, I wouldn't know if the queen has bloomers, what color they are,
right?
Where she is, are the bloomers staying up?
Whether she farts, if they do come down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd say that song was an epic fail.
That would have been something good to rhyme with David Gale. To lighten it up.
And that would have brought us back into the social media space, which, as I mentioned, is mandatory.
Rhyming's over, though, right?
You think?
I mean, we can all agree.
That's such a cool idea. Rhyming.
I mean, Hamilton did every rhyme there was under the sun. And we're out.
And the moon.
Oh, yeah, at night. Well, I guess if we're not going to rhyme, is there something like rhyming we could be doing? Maybe alliteration to be the new sort of standard for writing songs?
Mm-hmm. Or just words that are fun.
We've been doing the ends of the words are the same, but what if the beginnings were the same?
Oh, okay.
That could be pretty sick.
Yeah, that could be really smart.
Like,
that would sound
maybe Monday. There could be a song called Maybe Monday.
Maybe Monday's a great start.
Thanks.
Okay, well, let's do Maybe Monday, Cody.
Let's do Maybe Monday.
Wait, before you start it, Cody, what is the song about?
We are going to have to figure that out as it is happening.
We're
going
to have to do it in the song, which people love that.
I didn't know I was a citizen of Spontanea Nation. I thought my passport had been revoked.
Maybe Monday my mommy will might make me marshmallows.
Master Monkey makes meat.
Mr. Memburgers.
Merle Moss.
Guys, I'm going to let you know right now, I missed the rhyming. I missed the rhymes. I'm sorry.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's
Are
just
you
not,
sure?
Yeah, I am. Because it's just not as fun to listen to my ear. Just doesn't tickle my ear.
Okay.
It was a song, I think.
This in some ways was more limiting, but in some ways was a huge amount of freedom.
You definitely got a story out. There's no question that it was more, that there was more story when you did that. Such as Maybe Monday, Mother Makes Marshmallows. That's huge. Like, that's like, wow, there's so much story there.
And Mr. Monkey Makes Meat, it sort of is setting up Mr. Monkey as kind of a Mr. Hamburgers type. I mean,
right,
also
and then Mr. Manburgers, who is that? Listen, I know, you guys did a lot with story. You guys are more structure guys.
And the Merle Moss had just showed up.
The Merle Moss.
Merle Moss.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Hashtag Merle Moss.
Oh, I see. Mashtag.
Yeah.
Mashtag Merle Moss.
Well, if you don't want to do the song that way, we won't do it that way. But your pitch was maybe your Monday. You're the one who came up with it. So if you've got something to do,
well,
I mean,
that's true.
Do you
just
have an idea
don't
other
just
than
like
rhymes?
Shoot down things, in other words. Like offer up other ideas instead of being like, no, that sucks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that.
And it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. No, it rocked.
I don't think it sucks.
So not only, yes, don't do that, but also
but don't
it
be
doesn't
wrong.
Suck. It was, yeah, it right. was fun.
Right. It was fun for you guys. You seem to be having a great time doing it.
Yeah.
Mr. Monkey Makes Meat makes no sense as far as what we've been talking about so far, though.
Ooh.
There was no monkeys that we talked about, right?
Okay.
And some of those Terry Name Gilliam things. And some of those Terry Gilliam things, he's coming to add.
Are you sure?
Yes. And
okay.
He's like, and he's like, sees the queen's.
I think I know those.
Sees the queen's yellow bloomers, thinks that they're a banana.
It's a circus.
Oh.
Okay. And there was
a
oh, there is
circus.
A circus.
Yeah.
You're right. I stand corrected.
And Mr. Hamburgers has been an organ grinder the entire time.
I thought he was a meat grinder. Hamburger meat.
There was monkeys and Wicked, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Fine. Fine. Mr. Monkeys Makes Meat.
Cody and Wicked again, honestly.
Cody, it's
but glad
endless.
We've been able to keep this off the show.
Really?
In the 3 years that we've done
well,
it. Through
those,
some heavy, heavy editing. But
there's a couple photos where he's all green, though. And you know that he came in Alphaba makeup.
Mm-hmm. Do we just want to do, like, do we want to jam in a song from another musical? Do we think anyone would
notice?
Yeah,
definitely. No, I don't think they would.
Cody, I knocked a machine off the desk. Is the show still happening?
You may have broke it.
But are you doing a joke or are we still doing the show?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's
okay,
just,
good.
Yeah, that's not important.
Okay, yeah, let's jam.
All right.
Yeah, let's grab a song from a totally other musical.
Is it Grease?
This is from Cats.
Oh, this is from Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what? So stop it and we'll use that song, but what should the song be? I said stop.
Shh, 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 shh.
Ooh. No.
Cody.
And maybe some of the Pokemon should be in this song.
Oh, that's a great idea, Snorlax.
Snorlax might want to be.
What
you
if
know,
it's like relax?
Pokemon the musical.
If he says relax,
Snorlax,
Snorlax says relax. And Pikachu says peekaboo.
Yeah, Snorlax.
Mm-hmm.
Pikachu it. Cody, what is this serving?
And then Hillary can be like, Pokemon, go to the polls.
Yes, that's right. That could be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And maybe some of those Ninjago Legos that are starting to get big.
I'm not familiar with those.
Oh, yeah.
Are they emojis?
No. I wish. No, they're Legos.
Lupita and Yango Legos?
Jolie.
What? I thought that's what you said. Come on, and what?
Julie.
What? Finished?
You know that's not.
That's not what?
You know that's not what I said.
Well, that's what I heard.
Okay. You better hope people buy that.
What is that supposed to mean? What is that? What did I do?
We were doing a nice Pokemon musical. Come on.
We were trying to do a nice Pokemon musical with some Ninjago Legos.
I'm saying
Legos.
To both of you. I'm not saying I just don't want all this fighting. We're trying to do a nice Pokemon musical.
Okay, well, let's not fight.
No, I'm not
let's
interested
not
in fighting.
Okay. I don't want to fight either. I want to have fun with my friends.
Yeah, me too.
I'm here to have fun with my friends. That's really my main thing. That's why I still do the show after all these years.
It's not because of the money it makes you?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a tough choice. Do I have to give up the money if I say it is because of my friends?
What about a girl, like a girl Pokemon
girl boss?
Trainer? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, a girl Pokemon trainer?
Yes.
Oh.
A girl gym boss.
Oh, like a personal trainer?
Yeah. She's helping Snorlax's fattest Pokemon.
She's like, give me five more. She's like, you got this. Right?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
And the Snorlax is not saying anything back.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
he sleeps?
Yeah. What does he do?
He says Snorlax.
Yeah, he says his name. So, this could be a good song.
Say my name.
So the girl... and just when I had given up all hope, We were in a huge fight, and you guys couldn't see me, but we were steaming mad.
We were mad. We wouldn't look at each other. Now all we can do is look at each other.
And now we are right back, back in the saddle, and it feels great. Feels great to be back with my friends, making all this money with the podcast. Mm-hmm. And this is why I still do the show after all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure why I still do the show.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. I do it because I love it. Yeah. I do it because it's what I do.
This is what you do.
Yeah,
it is.
That's just what we do.
Thanks.
You know, that's just fish swim and birds fly. And
we tell stories.
We.
You know, thank you for bringing it back to storytelling.
It's an ancient, it's like...
That's all people, that's what we do.
It was the first job.
We're all storytellers. That's what I write on my tax return. I said, I say I tell stories.
Yeah.
I hate when people try to limit me and say that I'm some huge producer.
Who does that?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the studios out here.
Really?
Yeah. Want to be able to put a different label on like their outgoing tax thing.
You.
Yeah. And they want to be like, oh, you're like this huge producer, actor, star, you know, writer mm-hmm. or whatever.
It's cavemen painting on walls.
And
they
told
stories of the hunt on the wall.
Mm.
We write musicals about Pokemon.
Yeah. Which you're hunting for
which
them.
Which is yes. as a hunt
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
You're hunting for them. Mm-hmm. I am thinking of this one story that's so good. And I'm not going to tell it
now. Oh, is it the
now.
Woman with the ribbon as a necklace and she takes it off one day? And yeah. her,
what happens?
I can't say. Yeah. It's a spoiler alert
you would,
sort of thing.
But if you were on that plane, if you had been
oh
on that
God,
plane.
You're going to die. You're yeah. going
to
die.
Did this happen to one of you?
Yeah.
It happened to a lot of us.
It was a flight
oh,
attendant.
Really?
Yeah. And she was helping me with my bags.
Stewardess.
Yeah, stewardess.
Stewardess, oh, yeah.
At the time, she was a stewardess.
Yeah. yeah. That's yeah.
Now she's nothing. You know, she's dead.
That's Michael McDonald's character from Mad TV?
Yes, stewardess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm gonna be there.
He had a lot of blood. He wore a lot of rouge, so you knew he was young.
Speaking of rouge,
Mulan.
Should we do one more?
Because we can't game can.
Should we do one more song? Yeah.
Is it the finale?
I think we're going to have to wrap up the musical.
So let's just beat this out? I know that we usually like to fly by the seat of our pants. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to actually talk about it beforehand. You think that'll be satisfying.
Let's break the story that we're telling, maybe.
Okay.
So let's see. We have a lot of balls in the air. You know, there's a dead... dead hooker jokes are so funny, but I don't think we should put one in here. It'll just be too much, you know?
Too much.
Although I love jokes about, you know, sex workers, like, being killed. They're so funny.
Give me an example.
Because it's edgy.
Just, like, how many dead hookers does it take to, like, something, something, and you're just, like, seven, and you laugh because they're not humans, or they were.
Oh,
not
right,
humans,
right, right.
Just, you know, it's just funny.
It's Algonquin like, round table.
Hayes has one of those. Hayes has a good one of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
How many dead hookers can you fit in a light bulb?
How many?
Mm-hmm.
I am thinking about it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was going to say...
I'm sure Cody's got a pretty good one, too.
What's that? How does that one go?
Yeah.
How did the dead hooker cross the street?
How? Ugh. I hated that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. me too. I had a bad time
that.
Listening
oh
to
my
it.
God.
And I like animals.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and Kevin actually told me one earlier today, which was, what's the difference between a pile of dead hookers and a pile of sand?
What's that?
And this is what he said. He said, I don't eat sand. So that's what Kevin said.
Yeah, Kevin did say that.
I didn't get it.
That's
but
a spicy meatball.
That was one of the ones he liked.
So we were wrapping it up.
Kevin had also asked me what the difference between a dead hooker and a Cadillac was.
What's that?
There's no Cadillac in his garage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah. Kevin was
so
telling me
funny.
That one.
The ecstasy of the funniness.
I am like, oh, I'm like, boo.
Yeah.
You know, you like taste
it's
some like,
me away.
Some like blue it's, apron, like chocolate mousse or something. Yes. You're just like,
when you first brought it up, I thought, I've never heard any of these jokes. You know, I asked
no,
you for
rare.
An example.
No, they're rare. They're very
I
obscure. They're very obscure. It's like a very, like, it's rare air as far as
but
an area.
But then I realized I had heard four of them today.
And they're
two
all,
from Kevin.
Each one of them is
one
funnier.
One from Cody.
Each one of them is more disrespectful of a woman's life.
I remembered one Kevin told me, too, actually.
Oh, my God.
how did the dead hooker cross the street?
I don't like, I don't, if this is the same cat the noise, sound, I don't want to hear it.
If this is the sound.
Cody,
this
was
I don't.
That was mine. This one's Kevin's. How did the dead hooker cross the street?
How?
Dump truck.
Ugh. Gosh. Well, and that's terrible.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because Bosch's mother was actually a prostitute. She was a sex worker.
Oh,
and that's
so
part
funny.
Of what drives Bosch is...
Women who are strippers, prostitutes, those are the good stories to tell, I think.
Well,
and
for
the funny ones.
For
if you're interested
Bosch,
in doing comedy.
You know, she was so disposable to the department, they never bothered to solve the murder. Now he's a homicide detective, and he's trying to hunt down and put the pieces together 20 years later.
That's so cool.
In addition to saving the city by solving all these other murders, which are usually part of a pretty big conspiracy.
Boschville.
People are trying to kill everyone in the city.
They want to, yeah, every murder tells a story of a city.
Gotham?
Well, in this case, no. But it would be true in Gotham. It would be true in just about any city.
Who play Bosch? Who?
Chris Titus.
The only Titan of broadcasting. Yeah.
Remember the Titus. So we got to do this last song.
We
so what did you want
to.
It to
okay,
be about?
It's just Richard Branson shoots up a theater. That's it.
Oh, wow.
How's
okay.
that? It's
and
just
it's
like
this?
A big... You know, like, and we
balloon.
Lock the doors of the real theater so people freak out.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Okay, could it and not be that, though?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think it should be Stan.
Good.
Richard Stanson.
Stan
realizes he's Richard Branson's son.
Oh.
Yes.
At the same time that the lion tamer.
Yeah.
I guess stops humping, which could be part of the song, at the same time that the girl boss maybe starts humping somebody's head.
Well, yes, and girl boss return a dead parrot.
Uh-oh.
To the vintage man.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's good.
She say,
uh-oh, she's putting one over on the vintage
she
man.
She say, this parrot
yeah.
is deceased.
Yes.
He says... And she goes, no, he isn't, asshole. And she run away.
Him. She could embarrass him. So the girl boss embarrassed the pet shop owner. And she's branching out a little bit. And we're seeing what maybe the next chapter of her Boston will lead to. And Hayes, do you have anything else you wanted to see in this last song to kind of pay off all this stuff?
We have not introduced the trapeze guy, but I think that is okay. Like, given recent events, I think maybe we can just assume he was kicked out of the circus.
Just reading his name in the program.
Not allowed to do the circus anymore.
Got it. And the Neve of it all?
Yes. Where's Neve? Well, isn't it sort of a kind of catfishing, discovering that you're... If Neve is, like, introducing a son to his father again, it's like a different kind of catfishing, but instead of, like, I want to be your... girlfriend or whatever, it's like I want to be your dad. Yes,
and isn't that the ultimate catfishing? Is looking for your biological father.
Yes, I'm your dad, and so Neve is like bringing the son here to like, is it really my dad? And it's like imagine it's like Richard Branson. Oh my god!
Right, what's your name? Who's your daddy?
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
So we need music, Cody.
I'm Richard Branson. I'm here to shoot this motherfucking theater up. Bam, 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 bam.
Okay. Thank you, Cody.
I think it's a good show.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to win a Tony.
Tony's, yeah.
Tony's.
And I feel really good. I think we might even win a Coney. A Joseph Coney Award.
A Joseph
Award.
Coney
yeah.
2012.
It's
been an honor doing the podcast.
Thank you guys so
thank
much
you
for having
for
me.
Listening. It is our pleasure to do this show for you,
to
the audience.
Have a wrap
you,
up
you,
for once.
You are why we
to
do
tell
this.
Stories.
Not to
for
have
our
an abrupt
friends,
ending for once. Just
to say, you know, go you
inventory
know,
of what we've said.
Go
today.
On
to appreciate.
Facebook.
We appreciate
what
you. We appreciate everything that you guys
there would
do.
Not
tell
be
us
a
what
show
you
want to
hear. You know, because it's
our
we make this show for you.
It is for you, and you know. This is just what we do.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you,
thank Kevin.
You, Hayes.
Thank you, Sean.
Julie.
Sean.
Thank
you,
Cody.
David.
Thank you, Earwolf.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Earwolf. Thank
you. Give us the space to do
thank
this.
You, Jeff.
Thank you,
you know?
Colin
thank
and
you,
Jeff.
Adam
thank
Sachs.
Thank you, Mike and Dave.
All right.
And all the wedding dates.
So, bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.